Continuing with Miklos Nisley's Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account. During the afternoon, Dr. Mengele paid me a visit. I gave him a detailed account of my morning's work and handed him my report. He sat down and began to read each case carefully. He was greatly interested by the heterochromatic condition of the eyes, but even more so by the discovery of Du Bois' tumor. He gave me instructions to have the organs mailed and told me to include my report in the package. He also instructed me to fill out the cause of death column, hitherto left blank. The choice of causes was left to my own judgment and discretion. The only stipulation was that each cause must be different. Almost apologetically, he remarked that, as I could see for myself, these children were syphilitic and tubercular, and consequently would not have lived in any case. He said no more about it. With that, he had said enough. He had explained the reason for these children's death. I had refrained from making any comment, but I had learned that here, tuberculosis and syphilis were not treated with medicines and drugs, but with chloroform injections. I shuddered to think of all I had learned during my short stay here, and of all I should yet have to witness, without protesting, until my own appointed hour arrived. The minute I entered this place, I had the feeling I was already one of the living dead. But now, in possession of all these fantastic secrets, I was certain I would never get out alive. Was it conceivable that Dr. Mengele or the Berlin Dahlem Institute would ever allow me to leave this place alive?